Karen, how tricky has it been watching from afar?
That's a good question. I think it was tricky in the beginning because it was just something I wasn't used to. And it wasn't like I wanted to leave my job at Loughborough. I love the job, I love the team and the environment, but it was just, you know, a family move and a good move to come out here. So it was tricky initially, and then I kind of got used to my role as a overseas supporter via Twitter and just by contacting the players and the coaches at Loughborough and just giving as much support as I can. And yeah, I'm so chuffed they've got to the final, and I'd love to be there. You know, I'd love to still be involved, but that's not meant to be, and I just hope they can go one step further than last year.
So you'll be on Twitter refresh like the rest of us then. That's good to hear. Have you seen many of the games live?
Not many. I went back and saw one of the Loughborough games live at Loughborough and caught up with some of the girls, which was nice. But mostly just whatever's been on Sky TV, got that through my laptop, streamed it through my laptop, and then frantically refreshing Twitter pretty much every weekend. Trying to see how they've done and check how the flow of the game's going. And yeah, and then just touching base with some of the players and coaches at Loughborough that I'm still in contact with.
It's a team that you build the foundations of, but Anna's a good friend, so you must be pleased for her as well.
Yeah, I am, absolutely. And when I left the job, I said to Anna that I would try and recruit her the best possible team that I could, because I still wanted the franchise and the players and everyone involved to still continue to push forward, and I'm really glad. And, you know, Anna's a level-headed person, so I think, you know, we're not dissimilar in terms of some of our approaches to coaching. So she's just managed to just grab hold of what was there already and just keep the stability and keep the confidence and work with that outstanding group of players, which I think are, I think they're a year stronger for the experiences they had last year. So, yeah, I hope, you know, I'm really rooting for success, both for the club, the players and the coaches involved.
You must be incredibly proud of Beth's whole Commonwealth Games experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And that team at Loughborough is full of just quality people as well as players. And, you know, Beth's, you know, right up at the top of that list for being that type of person. And, you know, she came back from travelling to get straight into the Roses programme and then wanted to be a part of the Lightning setup. And I think she's just gone from strength to strength, both with the work she's done with Tracy and also at Loughborough over the last 2 or 3 years. So, yeah, I couldn't be prouder of her. And, you know, that success couldn't happen to a nicer person as well.
Did that probably benefit everybody from not having too much of a break between getting back and then almost straight back into the league?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would have been a different story if the success hadn't been quite what it was at the Com Games for the England girls. Because I think, you know, they've come back and all of the ones that have transitioned into the league have done a great job, you know, particularly the guys at Loughborough and at Wasps that are going to compete at the weekend. So they've obviously took that back and just kind of filled their squads with that passion and enthusiasm and just that excitement that they've had for the game and have just been happy to crack on and push forward. You know, if it had been a reverse result and not been quite as well, then it might have been difficult mentally to get back into the game. But I think at Loughborough they've had that threefold in that piece. Shamira and Beth all had really good tournaments. So Uganda, you know, soaring up the world rankings and finishing in the best, you know, first Com Games, best ever position. Shamira was the best defender at the Commonwealth Games, and Jamaica narrowly missing out on a finals place themselves, and then Beth with a gold. So that's got to do wonders for a squad when you come back, having, you know, all three of them in different parts of the court, just bringing that experience and that excitement back.
Have you seen the growth of people like Nat and Hannah?
I have, yeah, I have. And, you know, I think there's lots of things that everyone involved at Loughborough, you know, myself, the Anna and the current coaching staff and the backroom staff at Loughborough can be proud of over the last few years. And there's different individual stories. So, you know, bringing Peace over from Uganda and how it's been life-changing for her and it changes in performance is amazing. But then the likes of Nat and Hannah, who, you know, who have been at Loughborough for 3 or 4 years, Hannah even more, and just their development over the last few years and how, you know, how they're the mid-quarters to watch in the UK, and that's really exciting, particularly being a mid-quarter myself, and Anna was a mid-quarter and Liv was a mid-quarter as well. So I think they've had a lot of input at Loughborough, and I think they've really enjoyed that.
Lauren and Ella as well have also come back, and they've just added that depth.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Anna continuing the good work that's already been, laid down there, but a lot also the likes of Ella being back for the final, which we didn't have last year, the depth of Lauren being back and Brittany on the bench if needed, the quality of Shamira coming in. I think it's a better squad and more experienced squad ready for Saturday. So I have, without, obviously I can be biased based on my history at Loughborough, but I'm quietly confident. I've got a really good feeling about Saturday for them.
Shamira and Peace masters of the league, but how's that extra season giving them that extra bit of a boost? They must love it here. They're certainly excelling.
Yeah, definitely. I think every single year, particularly Peace, she just grows in confidence in herself and in her own game. And, she's come from a really difficult background in Uganda, and it's not just been about Peace, the athlete and the player for us at Loughborough. It's been helping Peace as a person with the transition from Uganda and helping her and her family back home and her education. So it's been about the whole person, really, and she's just developed year on year. But I think ahead of Saturday, I think the biggest thing for the whole squad was experiencing what they did last year. And when they came up against Wasps last year, which I felt was quite evident, was just a difference in the number of finals experiences that we had. And I think Loughborough had two in Beth. She played in a final twice with Thunder. And I think lost count on the Wasps side. It was 30 plus and I could have kept counting. So hopefully the fact that all of them have had some finals experience, whether it's in a Super League or at Commonwealth Games, etc., will put them in really good stead for Saturday.
What didn't work as part of that plan last year?
I have reflected a lot on that last year, and I don't think there's much we would have done differently. I think it's important when you're coaching to hold your hand up and say that the team that won were the better team on the day, and I genuinely think Wasps perform better on that day. That's not necessarily to say one team is better than the other throughout the league or in general, but I think when it came to that one-off game, which is really important, they perform better. So I don't think we could have changed anything. It's really hard to replicate the experience of playing in a final when none of them actually had, apart from Beth. So hopefully they, as a collective group, and with Anna and Liv and Maggie, the coaches, they'll be able to hopefully reflect on last year, put it to bed and know what they're going to experience this year. And I'm hoping also the fact that they've been able to play in some bigger venues this year, Leicester Arena three times. They played at the Copper Box in the last round of the league at London Life. And then going back to the Copper Box, I think all of these things are stacked up to just hopefully make them feel more comfortable in that pressure situation.
What will be that key to breaking Wasps down? How this start?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a cracker of a game, and I think last year's final was really good, and it was only won in the last couple of minutes of the game. But I think the level stepped up a little bit just across the Super League this year from what I've watched. I think just the speed of it and the physicality and how people are pushing each other. And I think the Thunder Loughborough semi-final was a real good example of that. I think we'll have another one with the Wasps Loughborough final. But I think the start's important for both teams. You've got to be in the game and mentally feel like you're in it, contesting from the first whistle. I think there'll be matchups all over the court. I think how the Wasps defenders deal with Peace, which I thought they did a good job of in last year's final. I think it might be a bit different this year in terms of Peace's approach to it. I think the Tamsin against Beth matchup will be really fascinating. And also, yeah, Shamira versus a Rach Dunn or somebody like that. I think that it's just matchups all over the court, which is what is going to be really fascinating, and who wins those individual battles, but also the unit battles as well.
And there's almost a certainty that Tamsin will start. But we look at that side and we can go right through them. They're no strangers to finals.
No, exactly. They are, and that is massively in their favour. They are still the far more experienced side when it comes to playing in pressure games, finals, a lot of them for Storm and then for Wasps, and a lot of them internationally as well. And that's a big deal. They'll have that just within them, comfortableness of it being a do or die game. But I think Loughborough can come to the table and match that now. I think they should feel comfortable in themselves in, you know, some of the big games. I think during this season, you know, I think Anna would reflect that actually some of the really close games that Loughborough will have had will have helped ready for this final as well, versus last season we actually had quite a lot of comfortable games in the rounds, which is sometimes not what you want. And before a final, you want to be really pushed and tested so that you're under pressure all the time.
Pam Cookie won't be drawn on who she wants to win, so don't be offended if you won't answer. Either way, it'll be a great game to watch. In that case, who do you want to win Wimbledon?
Oh, well, Andy Murray's out of Wimbledon. I am a long-time Roger Federer fan, so if Andy Murray's not competing, then I do tend to support Roger Federer. Yeah, I don't think there's any need to ask me who I'm supporting at the weekend.
And you're over in Italy. What's netball over there like?
Oh, it's non-existent, Andy, which is a bit of a culture shock for me to have none of it around, and I've desperately missed it as well. So hopefully sooner rather than later, I'd love to be getting back involved in some capacity, because the life is brilliant over here. It's a lovely country, but I've certainly missed the coaching, the players, the atmosphere around elite netball.
Well, I thought you've had about a season off, so are you working on a top secret announcement? Because we haven't heard anything yet.
No top secret announcement, but I'm going to be exploring how I can get back involved a little bit from over here, just to keep the old netball brain ticking over.
Anna's departing at the end of the season to spend more time with family. Something you can understand and appreciate. So how are things there for you at the minute? All well?
Yeah, all well. I mean, it's, you know, although I miss the coaching and would love to still be involved, would love to be there this weekend. This was the right move for us and our family, and the food's amazing. We're near the mountains and the beach, so I can't really complain. Just would love to transport the whole Super League and they can play it in Italy maybe for a season or two.
For whoever takes Lightning on, though, is one of those first things just to look at the squad and work on keeping the players and then build from there?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think the best three teams in the league this year, which, you know, were Wasps, Loughborough and Thunder, had the most consistent teams from last year. So they've built those teams, they've worked with them, you know, they have got quality players, but they've had a lot of consistency. And that's really important. And, you know, as well as consistency, keeping the players, they are quality players. So that would be the first step for the incoming head coach, and also just maintaining the environment. I think what Anna's done a good job of, along with Maggie and Liv, you know, the same assistant coaches there, is just maintaining that environment of challenge and support and quality support services. And it's a great place to train and play at the moment. So, yeah, hopefully they can continue that and keep pushing it forward.
And I was just going to send Anna and the team a message from you ahead of the weekend, mixed over the Rocky theme. So if I did that, what would it be?
It would be Anna, Nat and the girls. Just have no fear, be confident. You're more experienced. You're playing some unbelievable netball. I know you can do it.